going forward that we will see investment in other equipment and make it available to, for example, the public order unit and public order policing units across the country, including the deployment of tasers and stronger incapacitant spray. And I believe that's just the first step. I believe every member, frontline member of An Garda Síochána, should be trained in taser use and have that available to them should they need it. Because as crime rotates and moves and progresses, we should see that progress in line with frontline policing, and we have to support and protect members of An Garda Síochána. So I welcome the news that the introduction of body-worn cameras is a positive for An Garda Síochána. It's a positive for our communities in ensuring that we protect both the community, members of An Garda Síochána, in a bid to tackle antisocial behaviour.
And can you see any potential drawbacks to this initiative, or does it appear to be wholly positive?
Yeah, look, for me, it's very, very positive. You know, I've sought this for some time, like many of my colleagues throughout the country. Members of An Garda Síochána have sought it. And it's not just to protect members of An Garda Síochána, but it will protect members of the community. These are vital pieces of equipment that are going to be available to all Garda members. And we know that they have been available for over a decade in many other European countries and our partners throughout Europe. So I welcome the fact that we will see a pilot in Limerick, in Waterford and Dublin City Centre ahead of the further expansion in 2025 throughout the country, so that every Garda across the island of Ireland has access to body-worn cameras.